我想弟兄姊妹这一段时间听了很多关于生命的事。
I think recently brothers and sisters have heard a lot around this aspect of life.
我们信了主，我们有了主的生命。
After we believe in the Lord, we have the Lord's life.
但是主的生命在我们里面究竟有多少？
But how much of the Lord's life is in us?
这个是一个关键。
This is a key thing to look at.
我在今年一开始就跟弟兄姊妹交通要恢复生命的实际。
At the beginning of this year, I started sharing with brothers and sisters restoring the reality of this life.
我今天还要继续跟弟兄姊妹交通。
Today I would like to continue sharing on this topic.
我们再来读一些圣经节。
Let us turn to a few Bible verses.
约翰福音十章十节。
John chapter 10 verse 10.
我想我们过去一段时间都在读这一段圣经了。
We have been reading this Bible verse quite often.
盗贼来无非是要偷窃杀害毁坏，我来了是要叫羊的生命，羊就是人，并且得的更丰盛。
The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
哥林多前书第五章哥林多前书第十章第五节。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5.
哥林多前书第十章第五节上面一句话，他说但他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5, just the first portion, but with most of them, God was not well pleased.
哥林多后书第五章第九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 9。
所以无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦。
Therefore we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to Him.
提摩太后书第二章。
Second Timothy chapter 2。
提摩太后书第二章。第十五节上面一句话，你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15, just the first part, be diligent to present yourself approved to God.
最后再读一节，腓立比书第二章第十五节下半跟十六节。
We'll just read one more verse, Philippians chapter 2 verse 15 to 16.
你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑也没有徒劳。
We'll start the latter part of verse 15. Among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain.
保罗对腓立比人说，你可能在你信主的日子里面你是空跑，是徒劳的。
Paul is telling the Philippians that in your life you can't run in vain and labor in vain.
所以我们要很注重生命的表现。
So we need to pay much attention to our expression of this life.
我过去提了八个点关于生命的表现。
I previously shared on 8 points regarding the how show this life.
单纯
maybe simple.
知足
content
安息
have rest
柔软
meek
谦卑
humble
火热
be zealous
爱
love
活的
and be living
这几个如果我们真的有好好去学习的话
if we have true learnings on these things
我们是真的能够恢复这生命的实际
we can restore the reality of this life
那我们今天要问我怎么能够得到这丰盛的生命
but we need to ask how can we obtain such an abundant life
我已经开始跟弟兄姊妹交通了第一个点就是要亲近主
I share with brothers and sisters that the first point is to draw close to the Lord
我们要常常靠近我们的主
we need to often draw close to
我们能够跟主有不断的有话跟我们的主说的
and we have unending words to speak to our Lord
我们能够跟我们的主交通的
we can have fellowship with our Lord
我们如果如此的跟他连结我们能够不断支取他的生命
and if we are always connected to him we will always have the supply of his life
我们说亲近主有一个很重要的关键，就是要讨他的喜悦。
Drawing near to the Lord has a very important aspect, and that is to be pleasing to Him.
在哥林多前书提到，在旧约的时候，那些人虽然在看到神许多奇妙的带领，但是是神所不喜悦的人。
In 1 Corinthians, it mentions that Israelites, that though God led them, yet with most of them, God was not well pleased.
我们今天要知道，我们要讨主的喜悦。
Today we need to know that we need to be well pleased.
如果我们是一个讨主喜悦的人，我们就会关心主所爱的是什么。
If today we want to be those who are well pleasing to God, then we will care about the thing that God cares about.
我们如果要讨主喜悦，我们就要知道主所看重的是什么。
If we want to be well-pleasing to God, we need to know the things that God loves and that God cares about.
So, 保罗在晚年对提摩太说，你要竭力得蒙神的喜悦。
And so, in Paul's latter years, he told Timothy, be diligent to present yourself approved to God.
英文用 approve, 我们今天是否在神面前 can be approved? 我们是否得蒙他的喜悦呢?
So, how can we be approved to God? How can we be pleasing to God?
在这圣经里面讲到神喜悦有三个点。
And in the Bible, about being pleasing to God, there are three points.
我已经交通过第一个点，就是我们要讨他喜悦，而不是讨人的喜悦。
And I have shared one already, that we need to be please him and not please man.
你知道我们人啊，喜欢讨人的喜悦。
As human beings, we like to be people pleasers.
或者说我们不想得罪人。
Or in other words, we don't want to offend others.
所以当这里有冲突的时候，我们自然的想讨人的喜悦。
And so when there is a conflict between these two, naturally we want to please man.
如果我们看我们的主，他是绝对讨他父神的喜悦。
If we look at our Lord, he absolutely is pleasing to God.
他以父的事为念。
And he is mindful of the Father's business.
他以父的家焦急。
And he is fervent for God's house.
你看到在地上他对法利赛人，他一点都没有让步。
We see that while he was on the earth, he did not give one step to the Pharisees.
他没有要讨法利赛人的喜悦。
He did not want to be well pleasing to the Pharisees.
他只要讨他的父的喜悦。
He only wanted to be well pleasing to the Father.
所以他要付一个代价，就是法利赛人恨他，嫉妒他，恨他，最后把他钉死。
And so he paid the price that the Pharisees envied him and hated him to the point they crucified him.
我们要有一个心智，我们要讨主的喜悦。
So we need to have a heart that we want to be pleasing to the Lord.
我们就不会受我们周遭的人他们所想、所看重的影响我们。
Then we will not be impacted by those around us and what they care about, what they pay attention to.
我们今天有多少人愿意付这个代价？
How many people are willing to pay that price today?
因为你真的要讨神的喜悦，不是要讨人的喜悦，你可能非常的孤单。
Because if you want to only be pleasing to the Lord and not pleasing to others, you may be very lonely.
我们最怕就是孤单。
And we're most afraid of being alone.
所以我们需要希望被人接纳，所以我就不孤单了。
We want to be accepted by others, so we're not
alone. 我想被人接纳，所以我要讨人的喜悦。
And to be accepted by others, I need to please them.
我们主是绝对讨父神的喜悦的。
But our Lord absolutely was pleasing to the Father.
但是是否我们一定孤单呢?
But will we necessarily be alone?
保罗对提摩太说，你要和那些倾心祷告爱主的人一同追求。
Paul tells Timothy that you need to be with those who are also pure in heart, who pursue the Lord and who draw near to the Lord.
我们能够找到能够一同倾心爱主祷告主的人。
And we can be with those who have a heart for the Lord, who pray to the Lord, who draw near to the Lord.
So 我们就不会孤单。
Then we will not be alone.
但是这种的神的儿女是少数的。
But among God's people, these are very few in number.
影响我们要不能够绝对讨神的喜悦，还有人间的传统。
And what also prevents us from being completely pleasing to God is human traditions.
不管是人来的，中国人来的，就算是教会，基督教里面来的，这些传统都会影响我们。
Whether human traditions, Chinese traditions, even traditions from the church can impact us.
我们能够脱离，因为我们要讨神的喜悦。
How can we be free from this? It's because we want to be pleasing to God.
所以这一点我已经跟弟兄姊妹交通过，我们不要看重讨人的喜悦。
share the story of brothers and sisters, we cannot be focused on pleasing others. But absolutely, we are pleasing to our Father.
第二个, 我们发现圣经告诉我们说不能够体贴肉体。
Second, we see in the Bible that it says we cannot be considered of the flesh.
我们来读几段的圣经。
Let's read a few Bible verses.
罗马书第八章第六节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 6.
我们从六节读到第八节。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法，也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
We'll read from verse 6 to verse 8. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
同样第八章第二节哈。因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律。
Same chapter 8 verse 2, For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
约翰一书第二章
First John chapter 2,
约翰一书第二章第二十七节，你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不是用人教训你们，是由主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
First John chapter 2 verse 27. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him.
这里的圣经告诉我们说，如果一个属肉体的人或者体贴肉体的人就是神不喜欢的人。
Here we see that the Bible says if someone is carnally minded or they are considered of the flesh, this is someone who cannot be pleasing to God.
我们今天有个难题，就是我们大半都是属肉体的人。
So we have a difficulty here because majority of us are carnally minded.
我们非常爱我们自己。
We love ourselves so much.
所以我们的肉体想要什么，我们就要什么。
So whatever our flesh wants, we want.
我们所有的表现都是满足我们的肉体。
And all our actions is to satisfy our flesh.
所以不管我们听了多少的道，多少好的信息，我们始终还是一个属肉体的人。
So no matter how many messages we've heard, no matter how good the messages, we are still people of the flesh.
你看到以色列人，他们出埃及，他们经过云柱火柱的带领。神给他们从磐石有水喝，但是神说他们还是神不喜悦，大半是神不喜悦的人。
When we look at the Israelites, how God led them with a pillar of cloud, with a pillar of fire, and they saw a miracle that water came from the rock, yet the Lord says that the majority of them, that they are not pleasing to God.
我们看哥林多教会，他们口才、恩赐、才干都比谁都好。但是呢，神说他们是属肉体。
If we look at the church in Corinth, that they were better than others, that they were eloquent, that they had these spiritual gifts, yet the Lord said that they were carnally minded.
保罗说，我没办法把你们当属灵的，因为你们还是婴孩。
And Paul tells them that I cannot treat you as spiritually mature because you are but babies.
对我们有多大的警告？
Do we see how great of a warning this is to us?
我们听了许多好的道，
we have heard so many good messages.
但是我们自己整个人基本上就是属肉体的。
But yet, as a whole, we are still belonging to the flesh.
我们把所听到的道都当知识存进来了。
All the messages we heard are just head knowledge.
我们这个人根本没改变。
But yet, there is no change in our lives.
除非我们能够成为一个属灵的人。
Unless we can be a spiritual person.
所以如果一个基督徒不管你听了多少好的道，我们还是属肉体的话，我们主的生命在我们里面是非常的肤浅。
So for a Christian, it does not matter how many messages you have heard, if you are still considered of the flesh, the life of Christ in you is still very shallow.
我们今天要问有没有路，有没有救法。
And so we need to ask, is there a way? Is there a way we can be delivered from this?
我们刚刚读罗马书第八章第二节，给了我们一个救法。
In Romans chapter 8 verse 2, it gives us a way out.
因为我们常常会觉得说，我就是属肉体啊，我没办法不属肉体，我就是爱我自己。
And because we might think, I am fleshly, I belong to the flesh, I just cannot help but love myself.
圣经告诉我们一件事，这是一个律。
But the Bible,
难怪你一定爱你自己。
The Bible tells us this is a law. No matter you, no wonder you have to love yourself.
因为律是不会改的。
Because the law will not change.
你现在东西，你现在从十楼跳出去，你一定往下掉。
That if you jump out, you will fall.
你丢个东西出去，也一定往下掉。
If you throw something, it will fall.
因为这是一个律，一定往下掉的，地心引力一定往下掉。
Because the law of gravity, it will fall.
所以律是改变不了。
So we see that law cannot change.
我们会犯罪是一个律。
For us to sin is a law.
我们会爱自己，喜欢肉体是一个律。
For us to love ourselves, love our flesh, this is a law.
你整天要用修养改变你自己是 doesn't work, 这改不了的。
And if you just want to self-improve and make yourself better, you cannot change yourself.
我们常常压制它，我们说不行了，我讨厌我自己，但是我们始终还是那个样子。
We often suppress ourselves. We hate that we are this way, but yet in the end, we are still this way.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要记得，圣经这里告诉我们说，罪和死的律是你改不了。
So we need to see what the Bible says, that the law of sin and death we cannot change.
我们千万不要再花心思去改变那个律。
And so we shouldn't spend all our time and effort to try to change this law.
但是圣经在这里告诉我们说，还有另外一个律。
But the Bible here tells us that there is another law.
他说有一个生命圣灵的律。
There is the law of the spirit of life.
你知道我们今天地心引力是一个律，有没有另外能够胜过这个律呢？
We see that the law of gravity is a law, but is there another law that can overcome?
我们发现哈，这个气球如果你打 helium 进去的话，这个它会升的。
We see that if you put helium into a balloon, that it will rise.
你现在看飞机这么重怎么不掉呢？
And we see the airplane so heavy, why do they not fall?
因为它有空气动力学 aerodynamic, 可以把它带上去。
So we see their aerodynamics that can keep it flying.
你看两个翅膀一拍就上去了。
We see that birds, they have wings, and with a flap.
你两只手拍也没用。
And no matter how hard you flap your arms, you won't fly.
所以你发现哈，原来有东西能够胜过地心引力的律。
So we see that there are other laws that can overcome the law of gravity.
今天我们怎么能够讨主的喜悦
？So how can we be well pleasing to the Lord?
因为圣经讲属肉体的人不得神的喜悦。
Because we see that those who are carnally minded cannot be pleasing to God.
我不相信有一个真基督徒不想讨神的喜悦。
And I don't think there is a true Christian who does not want to be pleasing.
我们只是很苦，我们只是说没有路能够讨神的喜悦。
But we are just suffering and so bitter that we don't see the way to be pleasing to God.
圣经这里告诉我们说，还有一个律。
But the Bible tells us here there is another law.
就是生命圣灵的律能够胜过罪和死的律。
It is the law of spirit of life that can overcome the law of sin and death.
今天问题是，我如何用这生命和圣灵的律？
The question now is how can I use this law of spirit of life?
但罗马书告诉我们说，体贴圣灵。
And in Romans it tells us to be considerate of the Holy Spirit.
我们要常常想到圣灵在我里面。
We need to often consider the Holy Spirit in us.
圣灵在我里面一直对我说话。
The Holy Spirit in us is always speaking to us.
只是我们常常 ignore 我们不管圣灵说的话。
But so often we ignore and don't care about the words of the Holy Spirit.
我们只照自己所要的就一直做。
We only go according to what we want and do it.
你知道这个乃是对着那些对主认真的人说的话。
This is words to those who are serious to the Lord.
如果你说我不要再做一个属肉体的人。
If you say, I do not want to be one who is fleshly.
有路吗？
Is there a way?
有路。
There is a way.
神说你要认真，你开始听圣灵的话。
The Lord tells us you need to be serious and hear the word of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们里面会告诉我们，或向左，或向右。
The Holy Spirit will tell us whether to turn right or turn left.
约翰一书第二章我们刚刚读了，我们有恩膏，就是圣灵在我们里面。
First John tells us that we have the anointing, which is the Holy Spirit
in us.
That we need to follow the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That we need to obey the leading and the restriction of the Holy Spirit. And so from the beginning, this is something that we need.
如果我们能够一开始好好学, 我们就知道,
if from the beginning we can learn this, then we can see how the Lord is leading us.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们如果认真的要讨主喜悦的话,
so if we are serious about being pleasing to the Lord,
已经我们读圣经了, 属肉体的人,
we see that those who are fleshly are not pleasing to God.
我们要很注意, 记住这句话, 属肉体的人,
we need to pay close attention to this and remember this, that those who are fleshly, those who are carnally minded cannot be pleasing to God. It does not require any strength to be fleshly. You just do whatever you want. But to be a spiritual person, it requires strength. You need to be focused.
第三个, 我们怎么样能够, 讨主的喜悦,
third, how can we be pleasing to God?
就是要过信心的生活.
We need to live a life of faith.
罗马书第14章,
Romans chapter 14,
罗马书第14章第23节, 下面一句话, 凡不出于信心的, 都是罪。
Romans chapter 14:23, just the latter part, for whatever is not from faith is sin.
这句话很绝对,
this is an absolute.
凡不出于信心的,
for whatever is not from faith is sin.
我们要知道我们今天在地上, 我们只要不是出于信心的,
we need to know that if not from faith, then it is from sin.
我们看希伯来书第11章,
let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第11章第6节,
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦, 因为到神面前来的人必须信有神, 这个有神就是说神是, 且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
这里讲得很清楚啊, 人非有信,
and so it speaks very clearly here that without faith it is impossible to please him.
不是只是说我不用信心, 我就犯罪, 来到神面前, 只要你不用信,
so we see not only if it is not from faith it is sin, but yet but also without faith it is impossible to please him.
所以弟兄姊妹, 信心的路不是一个 choice, 不是你可以选择的, 是我们必定走的, 必须走的。
So we see that the way of faith is not optional, it is not a choice, but it is the way you must walk.
我们常常发现弟兄姊妹说我信不过,
and we often hear brothers and sisters say, I do not have enough faith, I cannot believe it.
信不过不是我的理由,
but not having enough faith, not believing is not an excuse.
我们要尽我们所能的, 能够信我们的主,
but with all that we have, we believe and have faith in our Lord.
我们要想一想我们是怎么信主的,
we need to say, how did we believe in the Lord? We were saved because we have faith. We believed.
你看不见主,
you did not see how the Lord was nailed to the cross, how he was resurrected from the dead. But I have faith that my Lord has resurrected from the dead.
我信我的主,
I have faith that the Lord shed his precious blood and washed away all my sins.
刚刚博饼聚会弟兄姊妹都祷告说,
in the Lord's table, many brothers and sisters pray, the Lord's blood is always effective.
因为我们知道主的话不落空的,
because we know that the Lord's words are not just floating in the air. That the precious blood of the Lord will have washed away my sin.
你不相信的话,
and if you don't believe it, then you...
所以在这里你发现我必须相信,
and so we see here you have to...
所有信耶稣的人都是信心入门的,
and so we see that everyone... is by faith that they were born again.
如果你没有从信心入门,
if you were not saved by faith, how do you become a children of God?
所以信,
and so we see that everyone who is truly saved, they entered by faith.
基本上就是说,
which is also to say, from here on, I am walking the way of faith.
但是今天很奇怪, 我们就信主那一刻是, 说我信了走进来以后呢, 全部凭行为。
But it's very strange that at that moment, by faith we are saved, yet after that we still don't live by faith.
我们就开始信不过我们的主。
We don't have faith in our Lord, we can't trust in Him.
这是仇敌把谎言摆在我们脑袋的。
It's because Satan has placed these lies in our mind.
所以这里你发现圣经告诉我们说, 因信称义。
And so we see the Bible tells us here that you are justified by faith.
我因为相信我的主, 神就称我为义。
Because I have faith in my Lord, I am justified.
说圣经还有什么? 说因信成圣。
The Bible also tells us that you are sanctified by faith.
哇, 我们觉得这好难哦。
We think this is so difficult.
对吧? 因信称义的就可以, 过了。
We can accept that we are justified by faith because I believe in the Lord.
你听到因信成圣, 就看看自己刚刚才犯罪。
When we see we are sanctified by faith, we look at ourselves, I just committed a sin.
你信得过吗?
How can you believe, this?
我们常常就是信不过。
And so often we cannot fully believe it.
但圣经明说, 我因信成圣。
But the Bible has clearly told us that we are sanctified by faith.
我们要来看看圣经这里怎么说。
Let's see what the Bible says here.
我们还是回到罗马书。
We'll turn back to Romans.
罗马书第六章,
Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章, 第三节,
Romans chapter 6 verse 3.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗?
Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
第五节, 到第六节上半, 我们若在他死的形状上与他联合, 也要在他复活的形状上与他联合, 因为知道我们是旧人, 是和他同钉十字架。
Romans chapter 6, verse 5 to 6. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing that this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin.
第七、第八节, 因为已死的人是脱离了罪, 我们若是与基督同死, 就必与他同活。
Verse 7 and 8, for he who has died has been free from sin. Now if we die with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
加拉太书第二章,
Galatians chapter 2,
第二十节,
verse 20,
我已经与基督同钉十字架, 现在活着的不再是我, 乃是基督在我里面活着。
I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
什么叫做因信成圣?
What does it mean to be sanctified by faith?
就是因为整个成圣的事情都是耶稣基督做的。
It is because the whole work of holiness is done by our Lord.
主怎么救我们是他做的, 成圣的是那个事实。 也是我们所做的。
How the Lord saved us is what He has done. How the Lord makes us holy
他说,
is also what He has done.
他说 2000年前他挂在十字架上。
Tells us that 2000 years ago He was nailed to the cross.
你说你今天信主,
you say you believe in the Lord today.
你今天受浸, 你就是与他同钉十字架。
And when you baptize, it means that you are nailed, you have been crucified with Christ.
他说, 你既然已经死了, 你所有犯罪的这些都过去了。
Since you have already died, all these sins are in the past.
So, 保罗对加拉太人说, 不再是我,
so Paul tells the Galatians, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
曾经有人问一个弟兄, 他说, 问那个弟兄说, 你能不能够说, 你都胜过所有罪啊?
Someone once asked the brother, can you say that you have overcome all your sin?
如果有人这样问你, 你能不能够胜过所有罪啊?
Someone were to ask you, can you overcome all sin?
这个不是查经聚会, 不是我就会问人了。
if this were a Bible study meeting, a fellowship meeting, I would ask all of you this question.
弟兄姊妹, 你问, 如果有人问你, 能不能够胜过所有罪?
Someone to ask you, can you overcome all sin?
有人摇头了,
I see some people shaking their head, no.
那个弟兄说, 你再给我几天,
so the brother answered, give me a few days. Then I will answer your question.
什么意思啊?
What does this mean?
我很爱发脾气, 我已经两天没发了,
but I really like to be angry, but in these past few days, I have not been angry.
我要看几天, 我如果不发, 我就会回答你, 是还是不是?
And in the next few days, if I also do not get angry, then I can answer you yes or no.
你知道, 当我们回答这样的问题的话, 就是我们不知道怎么胜过罪的。
If we are thinking this way, to answer this way, this shows that we do not know what it means to overcome sin.
因为我们总要用我们的力气去胜过罪。
Because we still want to use our own strength to overcome sin.
每次都失败。
So every time we try it, we fail.
圣经说放手吧。
The Bible tells us to let go.
因为耶稣基督的死就是代表我们的死。
To let go of your hand because Christ's death, we have died with Christ.
只要我们相信主的死就是我的死，主的生就是我的生，这件事已经成为事实。If
we believe that we were crucified with him, we died with him, we resurrected with him, this is fact.
我再发脾气要怎么样对付，那是主的事情。And
how to deal with it when I'm angry again? Get angry again, it's the Lord.
我在仇敌面前必须抓住一个事实。
But in the face of the enemy, I need to hold on to this fact that I have been crucified with Christ.
我们如果还自己在挣扎的话, 你就是,
and if we are still struggling, then this proves that you do not believe that God has already done it.
我们重生的事是怎么样相信的? 我们成圣的事也要怎么样相信的?
How we have faith when we first believe. To be holy, we also must have this faith.
这里只有一点点的差别。
There's only one small difference.
我们重生的救就是我一次相信，真诚从心里相信，主的生命就进来了。
Difference is that when we were saved, the one time we truly believed in the Lord, then the Lord's life entered into us.
成圣的相信是天天的。
But to have faith, to be holy, this is a daily thing.
你每天早晨起来，告诉主说，我相信你说的，你所做成的，我已经与你同钉十字架。其他的事都是你的。Every
morning you tell the Lord that, Lord, I believe what you have accomplished. I have crucified with you. I have resurrected with you. And so the rest belongs to you.
跟重生只有一点点的差别。你重生你可能就一次的相信就过了。
So this is the only difference, that when we're saved by faith, it is a one-time shot, but to have faith to be holy, it is a daily thing. The greatest difficulty with faith is that we need to see it.
我要先看见我不犯罪，我就相信，嗯，我承认。That
we first want to see that, oh, I don't sin, now I know I'm holy.
眼见是信心最大的仇敌。So
we see that sight is the greatest enemy to faith.
我常常会想起来这个当时神叫约书亚吩咐祭司抬越柜下约旦河的时候。
I remember when God told Joshua to appoint the priest to carry the ark into the Jordan River.
如果我是那个抬越柜的祭司,
if I were the priest who are carrying the ark,
如果你是那个抬越柜的祭司,
if you were the priest who was carrying the ark,
你下水吗?
Would you step into the water?
那个水流是蛮快的,
that the water is flowing.
我走到那边上就一直怀疑要不要下去了。
That you walk to the edge and you have doubts whether to step in.
我会常常回头看看耶稣啊, 真的吗? 要我下吗?
And you turn back, Joshua, are you sure you want me to walk into this water?
我们的信心是 built on, 我们的信心是建立在看到水分开了, 哎, 我可以下。
But our faith is built on, we first want to see the water split, then we walk.
但是神的作为是你先下去水才会分开。
But the Lord's way is that you first step into the water, then the water will split.
这个就是信心上最大的难处。
And this is the greatest difficulty to faith.
因为我们要看得见，我才敢上。
Because we want to see it, so we dare to go.
在圣经里面说，你要看得见主的话已经这样说，你就下。
Bible tells us you need to see that the word of God has told you this way, so you go.
我们好多的难处就是说，为什么我祷告主还没做呢？
So many of our difficulty is we pray to the Lord. Why has the Lord not done it?
我已经祷告好久，主为什么还没拯救我呢？
I have prayed to the Lord so long. Why has the Lord not delivered me yet?
整个关键就是你信心根本还没动。
But the key condition here is that you have not moved by faith.
我们信心不先 activate, 不先动的话，所有事实你看不见。
If we have faith, if we don't have the first step to be active to it, then we won't see the result.
我们必须抓住神的原则，我凭信我去的话，你就看到主做事情。
We need to hold on to God's principle that by faith we do it, then we will see God work.
So 我们这一个点哈，关于信心的，乃是抓住事实，主说过的话，我相信，我走。
So faith is that we hold on to the fact that God said it.So I walk.
我能够看见主的作为。
And I can see how God worked.
信心还有另外一个操练。
Faith has another way to exercise.
就是希伯来书里面说的，你要信神是。
It is what it says in Hebrews that you need to believe that He is.
我们太多问题了。
We have so many questions.
我们人生里面太多问题。
In our lives, there are so many questions.
我们有人际上的问题。
That we have questions.
我们有生活上所需的问题。
Questions in our relations with others. Questions
我们有身体上所需要的问题。
We have questions on our bodily needs.
但是希伯来的作者告诉我们说，相信神是。
But the author of Hebrews tells us that we need to believe that He is.
他后面就不讲了。
Does not continue.
问题就是说，你可以填下去，后面是什么
？It means that you can fill in the blank.
你要如果生病，那神是我的医治。
If you are sick, that He is my healer.
你忧愁，你的神是我的喜乐。
That if you are sorrowful, He is my joy.
你心地上有缺乏，你告诉主，神是我的供应。
If you are going through financial difficulty, God is my provider.
我们今天。必须抓住学习抓住神是我的答案
So we need to hold on to this fact that God is my answer
我所有的问题神都有答案
All my questions God has an answer
在我们人生的往前走的路上必须抓住神就是我的答案
In our life's walk as we move forward we need to hold on to the fact that God is my answer
既然他是我的答案我就来找他
Since He is my answer I will seek Him
你知道我们今天只要愿意这样走的话你发现主的引导是很奇妙
If we are willing to walk this way we see that God's leading is so amazing
我已经讲过人生不会没问题的
I've already said that in our lives we will not have no difficulty
当我们在一些问题的上面我抓住神事你就看到主在引导
But amidst these difficulties if we can hold on to the fact that He is then we can walk
你看到神的手在你身上的引导
And you can see God leading, His hand leading you.
你看见神的手在你的生活中在引导。
See God leading your life.
那是不是说一劳永逸呢？就没事了，以后都没事。
And so does this mean that in the future there will nothing will happen?
不是的。
No.
前面还继续遇到难处。
But in the future you will continue to encounter.
在同样的环境里面继续遇到难处。
In the same circumstance environment you will continue to encounter difficulties.
我们的反应是什么
？What is our response?
啊，我们一个反应就、啊、又来了。
One of our responses, oh here it is again.
哎呀，主啊，怎么这么多难处啊
？Lord, why are there so many difficulties?
但是我们可以有另外一个看法。
But we can have another viewpoint.
说在这件事上，你已经在引导。
Lord, in this matter, you are already leading.
前面又有点阻拦。
And here's another obstacle.
我要相信你必定带我走过。
I will believe that you will lead me through.
这个信心是什么？我相信。我的主已经动手了，他不会中途拐弯的。
What is this faith? This is faith that I believe that the Lord has already moved His hand and He will not change His mind halfway through.
我们在这里相信主，如果他引导你往东走，不会突然间要你往西走。
We see that if the Lord is telling you to go east, He will not suddenly tell you to go west.
我们要记得，我们的主绝对不开玩笑。
So we need to see that our Lord does not joke around.
He won't joke with us. 他绝对不是在作弄我们的。
The Lord will definitely not joke around with us.
你就知道为什么这么重要，明白他的引导。
So we see why it is so important to know His leading.
你就看见为什么这么重要，要明白他的心意。
So we see why it is so important to know His heart.
你在一开始就能够明白他的心意与他的引导。
If right in the beginning we know His heart, His will, His leading,
后面再遇到这些难处，你要知道他必定要负责。
Then when you encounter these difficulties later on, you know that He will take responsibility.
如果是你开始，就是你自己的选择。
But if in the beginning you started, it is your own choice.
前面继续遇到难处，
and in the future you continue to encounter difficulties,
你自己选，你自己负责。
But now you are responsible.
神说你从来没交给我。
God says you never gave this to me.
我也从来没告诉你要这样走。
And I never told you to go this way.
说你自己负责。
So you need to be responsible.
我们在人生里面要常常经历这凭信而活。
In our lives, we often need to experience to live, how to live by faith.
我常常跟弟兄姊妹交通我工作的情况。
I often share with brothers and sisters my work circumstance.
我在公司里面一直公司就是裁员。
Since I've been working, my job constantly had layoffs.
很多人不理解这个裁员，这个时代。
Many people did not understand what it meant to have layoffs.
我最近这一两年开始了解了。
But recently, this past year or two, people start to understand what layoffs.
大公司一裁就上万。
Big companies are laying off 10,000 people.
对吧？就他们说，哇，他们14万人、20万人的员工，对吧？一裁就上万。
That we see that their employees are in the hundreds of thousands, so each layoff is in the tens of thousands.
我进公司的时候，我们公司26万人。
When I first entered the company, we had 260,000.
两年后就开始裁了，一裁就是上万。
And 2 years later, they started to have layoffs, and each layoff was 10,000 people.
我们在双城就2万多人。
And even just in the Twin Cities, there are 20,000.
当我离开公司，剩下100多人。
When I left the company, it was down to 100.
你知道中间经过多少的裁员？
Do you know how many layoffs went through?
我只抓住一件事啊，主，你带我进来，你负责。
I just held on to one fact that Lord, you led me here, and you will be responsible.
我就能够安息。
And then I had rest.
一切都是主的恩典，在公司工作了32年。
It is all God's grace that I could work at this company for 32 years.
我们今天在地上的生活。必须是凭信往前走。
In our lives, we must experience walking by faith.
我们必须抓住我的主讲过的话就是。
And we need to believe that the words God says that it is fact.
我们的主他是他都我所有的问题他都是我的答案。
We need to believe that God is and He is the answer to all my questions.
要过信心的生活不可能没有祷告的生活。
And to live a life by faith, you also need to have a life of prayer.
So 没有一个过信心的生活的人不祷告。
And so we see there is not a person who can live a life of faith who does not pray.
或者说没有一个过信心的祷告那信心生活的人没有常常经历主听祷告。
Or another way to say it, there is not someone who lives by faith who the Lord does not often answer their prayer.
因为我祷告主不听我还能够相信他是吗?
Because if I pray and the Lord does not answer, can I still believe that He is?
So, 过信心的生活绝对连上过祷告的生活。
So to live a life of faith, it is connected to living a life of prayer.
So 如果我们真的能够过信心的生活主的生命在我们里面就会加增。
So if we want to live a life of faith, then the prayer in us will increase and the life of Christ in us will increase.
我刚刚没有读的弟兄姊妹都知道哈，彼得前书第一章第九节说信心的果效就是魂的救恩。
1 Peter 1 verse 9 says receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul.
什么叫魂？我靠自己。
What is your soul? It means you rely on yourself.
我靠人。
I rely on others.
哇，这个人本是我靠他。
that this person is reliable, so I trust in them.
信心是说我不靠人,
but faith is, I don't rely on others, I trust in my God.
所以当我能够靠神，我就不靠自己。
So when I can trust and rely on God, then I don't need to trust and rely on myself.
信心的果效就是魂的救了，魂就蒙拯救了。
So we see that the end of your faith is the salvation of your soul, is the fruit.
什么叫魂的拯救？
What does it mean for your soul to be saved?
就是我越来越减少，基督越来越加增。
It means that I decrease, but Christ increase.
当基督在我里面加增，主的生命就加增。
When the life of Christ in me increase, then life of faith increase.
所以我们要得丰盛的生命。
So we need to have this abundant life.
第一个，常常亲近主。
First is that we often need to draw close to the Lord.
我们要讨主的喜悦。
We need to be pleasing to Him.
我们不讨人的喜悦。
Cannot be pleasing to man.
我们要常常求主, 我们用这生命圣灵的律, 使我脱离一个成为一个属肉体的人。
And we need to use the law of the Spirit of life to set us free from being a fleshly person.
不要体贴肉体, 能够体贴圣灵。
To not be considerate of the flesh, but be considerate of the Holy Spirit.
我们能够过信心的生活。
We can live a life of faith.
第二个, 我们要得着, 丰盛的生命。 这是十字架的工作。
Second, to gain more of this abundant life, it is the work of the cross.
我们再来读一些圣经。
Let's read a few more Bible verses.
哥林多后书第四章。
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章第十节到十二节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 10 to 12.
因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地。 使耶稣的身在我们这必死的身上显明出来。这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，身却在你们身上发动。Caring
about in the body, the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you.
约翰福音第十二章第二十四节
John chapter 12 verse
24 我实实在在地告诉你们一粒麦子不落在地里死了仍旧是一粒若是死了就结出许多子粒来
Most assuredly I say to you unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies it remains alone but if it dies it produces much grain
这里告诉我们说 十字架能够使主的生命在我们里面增加。
Here it tells us that the working of the cross will allow Christ's life to increase in us.
什么叫十字架?
What is the cross?
就是圣灵在我们的环境在我们的身上做管制的工作。
It means that the Holy Spirit is doing the work of restriction in our lives.
他要把
He wants to build up His life in us.
如果我们要偏心几路, 他就管住我们,
if we want to drift and go astray, the Holy Spirit restricts us to not let us go.
他在我们身上拿走一些他所不喜欢的,
And He removes those things that are not pleasing to Him from our life so that He can put more of Himself in us. This is the working of the cross.
十字架的工作就是把基督越过越多加在我们里面。
Working of the cross is so that Christ can be more and more in us.
你有基督在你里面越过越多, 你的生命就丰富起来了。
And the more and more of Christ's life you have, the more abundant this life is.
但天然的我不喜欢这个。
But my natural man does not like this.
因为 你知道今天要开刀，各个东西都要打麻醉药，对吧？
We see that for surgery too. If you want to cut off something, you need to first be numbed.
因为我怕痛。
Because we're afraid of pain.
但是主在割我们身上的时候，没有痛，没有麻醉药。
But we see that when the Lord is removing these things from our life, there is no numbing medicine.
所以我们会体会到那个痛。
So we will feel the pain.
但是我们就抵挡。
So we reject it.
当我们一直抵挡主的生命，就不在我们里面增加了。
The more we reject it, then the Lord's life does not grow in us.
主不是把好东西割掉。
The Lord is not removing the good things.
我们的主是把坏的东西，对我有害的东西把它割掉。
The Lord is removing the bad things, the things that are harmful to me.
你知道我们今天身上如果有个毒瘤，你看你要不要割掉？
IfIn your body, you have a cancerous tumor. Do you want to remove it?
你当然喜欢把它割掉。
Of course you would want to remove it.
今天我们身上我们有不好的，我们看不见，但我们的主看见。
And in our lives, there are many things that are not good. We cannot see it, but our Lord sees it.
他要割掉的，他要拆掉的，都是不对我们不好的东西。
The things he wants to cut off and tear down, these are all bad to us.
他把基督的最好的要组织在我们的里面。
And he gives us the very best in Christ. He gives that to us.
你要知道，圣经说我们是神眼中的同人。
The Bible tells us that we are
the people,
the people of who belong to God.
眼中的 people 哈，这个他非常保护的，对吧
？That we are the pupil of Christ.
所以他绝对不伤害我们。
And he will protect us, so he will definitely not harm us.
他是精心的在这里安排环境，在带着我们走。
And so he is.Preparing the circumstance for us and leading us through it.
So, 在我们的生活里面，要学习看到神的手在这里做事。
And so, we need to learn to see how God is leading us.
我们要学会服在神的手的手下。
We need to submit under the hand of God.
So, 刚刚读过的圣经哈，他说，如果我们能够身上常带着耶稣的死，就有事情发生。
So in the Bible verse we read that if we can always carry about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, then something will happen.
因为耶稣的身就会在我们里面出现。
Because the life of Jesus also will be manifested.
所以我们今天常常发生很多的事情，乃是主的精心的杰作，要把我们带到死地。
So we see that we encounter many circumstances in our lives. This is what the Lord has specially prepared for us to bring us to the point of death.
什么叫死地?
What is the point of death?
我绝望。
It means that I'm hopeless.
我完了。
It's over for me.
我没办法。
I have no way.
我完全投降。
I completely surrender.
当我们愿意这样服下来、投降下来的话，
We are willing to submit and surrender, then the Lord will begin His work.
所以圣经说死在我身上发动。
So that's why the Bible says, so then death is working in me.
生也在我身上发动。
Life is also working.
所以如果能够天天死，生也在我里面天天在发动。
So we see if we can daily have this death, then daily we can have this life.
我们偶然的死那生也偶然的发动。
If we only have the occasional death, then we only have the occasional showing of life.
你一年只死一次，所以你一年只活过一次或者一天。
In the year, if you only die once, then you only live one. If it was only died that one day, then you only have that life show that one day.
我们如果要越过越认识基督的生命的丰富。我们愿意天天被死之下。
If we want to know more and more how abundant the life of the Lord is, then we will want to daily bear the cross.
我们不是在看人，明明你错，为什么要我听你呢？
We are not looking at others. Clearly you are wrong. Why do I need to listen to you?
但是我们今天是看我的主。
But today we look to our Lord.
我里面更想要的是主的生命在我里面天天的加增。
The thing I want even more is that the life of Christ will grow every day in me.
因为我想要那个生命在我里面加增，所以我愿意天天死。
Because I want this life to grow in me, so I'm willing to die.
让主的生命在我里面增加。
And let the life of Christ increase in me.
圣经告诉我们说，当主的生命在我里面增加，这个生命也会给别人也的生命。
The Bible tells us that when the life of Christ grows in me, then it will also cause others to have life.
我们需要，因为主的原则就是死才能够得生命。
The Lord's principle is death, then life.
所以约翰福音那里提到，他说一粒麦子如果不死，不会结籽粒的。
So in John, it tells us that unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it cannot bear much fruit.
它也还是那一颗籽粒。
It is just that seed. It remains alone.
它不会再结出许多籽粒。
It cannot bear more fruit, more seeds.
但它愿意死的话。
if it is willing to die,
圣经怎么样, 借着许多的旨意,
the Bible tells it produces much grain.
这句话太美了, 就是说你愿意死, 这个生命, 够丰盛的。
This is so beautiful that if you are willing to die, this life is so abundant.
我们以为我死之后就又解除一粒换一粒。
We think that if we die, we just gain one grain.
但是圣经里面说,你死的话,借出许多子粒。
But we see that the Bible tells us when you die, it produces so much grain.
我们很想要很多子粒。
We really want to bear all this grain.
就是不想死了。
But we just don't want to die.
如果有一条路,我可以借出许多子粒,我不用死,我绝对要。
If there's another way that I can bear much fruit without having to die, I definitely want that way.
但是圣经只有一条路, 你必须自己先死。
But the Bible only has one way that you must go through.
它会接触许多之力。
Then you can bear much fruit.
弟兄姊妹, 如果我们是想要有的生命的话,
Brothers and sisters, if we want to gain this life,
十字架这条路是得生命的路。
The way of the cross is to gain this life.
是得丰盛生命的路。
The way to gain this abundant life.
我刚刚讲到成圣, 我们是相信以主耶稣已做成的事实。
When I speak of being sanctified, is that we believe in what the, have faith in what the Lord has done.
希伯来书第12章第10节告诉我们说, 如果神管教我们, 乃是给我们与他的圣洁有份。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 10 tells us that the Lord chastened us as seemed best to Him that we may be partakers of His holiness. So to be holy, what does the Lord do? We see the Lord gives us the cross.
我们不要成为那个主的主给的十字架，整天要改人改改改，整天在改。
We don't want to say the Lord has worked, the work of the cross is to point out all the faults in others.
我们的主要改人, 他是专心的改变一个事情的。
Well, when the Lord is changing you, is changing one specific thing in your life.
只要我们愿意在走十字架的路, 你发现神会说我今天就要你改这个。
And if we're willing to walk away of the cross, then the Lord will tell you, today I want you to change.
当主已经说我要你改这个, 你逃不掉了。
And once the Lord tells you that, you cannot run away from it.
主啊, 这个10年后再改好吗?
Lord, can I change this in 10 years?
你问我改其他的。
Let me change something else.
神不跟你讨价还价。
The Lord does not bargain with you.
因为主今天就是说, 我要你成圣, 你要改。
Because the Lord is telling you, I want you to be holy, so you need to change it.
你发现十字架一来, 给我们有主观的经历。
We see that once the cross comes, we have this subjective experience.
一个肉体, 一个罪过不去的, 我终于过去了。
Because of my flesh, there's a sin I cannot overcome. Now I could overcome.
因为十字架在对付我。
Because the cross is dealing with me.
所以十字架是让我们生命增加的一条路。
So the cross is a way for the life in us to increase.
第三个,
Third,
多给生命的就多得生命。
The more life we give, the more life we will receive.
我们读一些圣经节哈。
Let us read some Bible verses.
路加福音第6章。
Luke chapter 6.
路加福音第6章第38节。
Luke chapter 6 verse 38.
你们要给人就必有给你们的并且用十足的升斗连摇带岸上尖下流的抱在你们怀里。
Luke chapter 6 verse 38 is the first part. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over will be put into your bosom.
马拉基书这旧约最后一本书第3章第10节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 10.
万军之耶和华说, 你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库, 使我家有粮, 以此试试我, 是否为你们敞开天上的窗户, 请服于你们, 甚至无处可容。
Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and let try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it.
回到新约, 提摩太后书第2章第6节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 6.
劳力的农夫理当先得粮食,
The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops.
我们一月份的时候，中理人弟兄已经跟我们交通到主的生命是一个给的生命。
In January, Brother Philip Jones shared with us that the life of the Lord is a life that gives.
你如果想要多得主的生命，你要学习给这个生命。
If you want to gain more of the life of Christ, you need to exercise giving.
我们要学习把生命给出去。
You need to exercise giving this life.
我们今天常常是把知识给出去。
Often we give out knowledge.
我们现在常常把方法给出去。
We give out methods.
为什么？因为人喜欢知识，人喜欢方法。
Why? Because people like knowledge, people like methods.
所以我们讨人的喜欢，我们就把知识与方法给出去。
And so we want to be pleasing to others, so we give out the methods and the knowledge.
难怪我们这个人没有更多主的生命。
No wonder that we are not gaining more of Christ's life.
这里说你要得更多生命，你把生命给出去。
Here it tells us that if we want to gain more life, we need to give life.
主救我们。要我们做一个侍奉他的人。
The Lord saved us so that we can serve Him.
主救我们，要我们做一个能够服侍别人的人。
The Lord saved us so that we can be those who can serve others.
为什么要我们做一个侍奉的人呢？
Why do we need to be people who can serve?
一个方面，他能够，我们能够把他生命给出去。
One aspect, this is so we can give life.
另一个方面，我们能够得到他的生命更丰富。
On the other aspect, that we can gain his life more abundant.
所以当我们讲到侍奉，我们要看看几个事情。
So when we speak of service, let's look at a few things.
你说我们事务上的侍奉。
You think about your outward service.
你说我扫扫地，这个擦擦桌子。
I sweep the floor, I wipe down the table.
就做事情。
This is doing things.
你说我把什么生命给出去了？
What life am I giving?
擦得好一点，干净一点。
If I wipe it cleaner, does that give life?
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们要有一个有另外一个眼光。
So brothers and sisters, we need to have another view.
我们就在擦桌子都能够想一想，如果是在给生命出去，我连擦桌子都可以有更多生命进来。
We need to consider that.If our focus is on giving life, then even if we are just wiping down the table, we can give life.
你说弟兄姊妹好不好啊？我扫个地，吸个尘，哎呦，主的生命就嫁进来。
Isn't this so great, brothers and sisters, that you mop the floor, you vacuum, then Christ's life enters?
我看很多人会抢着做了，现在。
I think after this, people might be fighting over the service.
因为这太简单了嘛，我吸个尘，扫个地，哇，主的生命就进来。
This is so simple that I.Sweep the floor, vacuum the floor, now Christ's life enters.
但是这里讲到说，我是用生命去服侍。
But here, there's key, it says you serve out of this life.
差别在这里，我是用天然去服侍，还是我用生命去服侍？
So here's the difference, am I serving out of my natural ability, or am I serving out of this life?
我们这里可以有学习的。你说主，我就是最少的捡个垃圾。都可以是生命的服侍。
And so we can have this learning, this exercise that even just picking up a piece of trash from the ground is.
当我们在做事物上的服侍的时候
，if it's out of this life, then it's service. So we see that when we are doing this outward service,
就算在家里洗碗
，even if it's just at home washing the dishes,
对吧？被太太叫你洗碗，你看每次洗就打破。
You tell your wife tells you to wash the dishes every time you wash, you break a plate.
但是你说我还是用生命去洗啊。
But yet you still say, I wash them out of this life.
你叫你用生命去洗它，怎么讲你都很快乐。
You see that no matter how much she tells you, you are full of joy.
你就发现我用生命去洗碗，我就没有埋怨。
You see that when you wash the dishes out of this life, you are not complaining.
我们如果能够在事物上每次去做的时候，我们是先祷告。
And in these outward things, before we do it, we have to pray. Give ourselves to the Lord.And do it.
那是非常美丽的事。
This is such a beautiful thing.
如果我们有几个人一起做的话
，And if we have a few of us,
我们也能够几个人先祷告。
Then a few of us we can pray together.
我们在做的时候，我们是用生命做，我们主也把生命交给我们。
So when we do it, it is out of life, and the Lord's life will grow in us.
但这不是一个律法。
But this is not a law.
是我们真的愿意说，我们真的以祷告做开始的。
But we is our desire that we start from prayer.
So, 这个是包括所有事物上的事情。
So, this is our service regarding outward things.
第二个，我们服事上会关心别人，安慰别人。
Second aspect of service is to be care for others.
我们就发现我们要讲好话。
We find that we want to say good words.
我们会给方法。
We give methods.
你要知道方法只能够解决一段很短的时间。
We see that giving methods can only solve the problem for temporarily.
只有生命能治愈他受伤的地方。
But only the life can heal the parts that they are hurt.
世界就是 provide, 就是供应方法。
Because the world only provides these methods.
但你用生命去服侍，能够治愈你服侍的人心里受伤的地方。
If you serve out of life, then it can heal what is hurting in the people you are serving.
当我们去服侍关心人的时候，要认定是生命供应生命的。
So when we serve others and care for others, we need to remember it is life that provides life.
在服事上面第三个哈，我们要带领聚会，要带查经。
Third aspect of service is you lead a meeting.
很多时候我们只是把知识准备好了。
Many times you only prepare the knowledge.
我们把要读的圣经啊什么哇，把它都查字好了，哎，可以了，我可以去带了。
And you study the Bible and until it becomes clear, then you say, I can lead now.
因为很多人就是要知识。
Because so many people just want the knowledge.
我们就是准备好知识就把知识给人了。
So once we prepare the knowledge completely, then we give the knowledge to others.
弟兄姊妹，知识是把人带到脑袋里面去。
Brothers and sisters, knowledge only provides more to other people.
把主的生命供应到哪个人的生命里面去。
But we want to provide others life that can give them life.
所以当我们要带聚会，要带查经，我们要把用心来准备的。
So when we lead meeting or Bible study, it must be from our heart.
我们要常常默想主的话。
We need to often consider and meditate on God's words.
那不是那天要聚会才来准备的。
It is not just that day of meeting that you prepare.
也常常在默想这个话。什么意思？
Often meditate. What does this word mean?
自己先的帮助。
And you gain the benefit first.
我们要读的文章，我们也先自己去默想。
The articles that we are reading, I first meditate.
我们要用生命供应我们在带领的一些弟兄姊妹。
And we use life to supply those brothers and sisters that we are leading.
我常常想起保罗对提摩太说的。
I can remember what Paul told Timothy.
劳力的农夫先得粮食。
The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crop.
So, 当你这样子默想，你第一个得到供应的是你啊。
So, as you meditate and consider God's word, the first person who gets gain is you.
你越在主面前劳力，在默想，用心准备，主的生命就先一直供应。
The more effort and diligence you put in to, in God's word, then we see that you are the first to get gain.
所以你自己就先丰富。
And you will get abundance first.
所以一个懒惰的不会先得粮食的。
So the lazy person will not be first to partake of
it. 并且你说服侍的人也得不到粮食。
And the person who serves will also not gain the benefit.
所以当我们学习在神话语上面或者一个聚会要带领里面要学习怎么安静在主的面前。
So we are leading a meeting, we need to learn how to quiet ourselves before the Lord.
我们今天得不到生命有一个大难处。
And today we cannot gain this life, there's a great difficulty.
因为许多人是关心他自己，是顾到他自己，是爱他自己。
So many people only care about themselves, only love themselves.
今天许多人是要人爱他，关心他，接纳他。
So many people just want others to care about them.
这种的基督徒绝对不会丰富的。
This type of Christian will definitely not be have abundant life.
因为他的问题是以自己为中心的。
Because all their problems, the origin is centered on themselves.
他的生命一定很贫乏。
And their lives are definitely plain.
不管他听了多少道，非常的贫乏。
And no matter how many messages they heard, doesn't have any.
因为他的中心就是他自己。
Because all their focus is on themselves.
你知道这个一直演变下去，什么结果，什么表现
？If this continues on and on, what will happen?
都是别人的错。
They will think it's always everyone else's fault.
充满了埋怨。
And they're full of complaining.
再严重一点，关闭自己。
And even more severe, they close themselves off.
那这个就是我们为什么不能够得到丰盛的生命。
And this is why we cannot gain this more abundant life.
所以如果我们是这样子，只顾到自己的话，我们的
And so if we are this way, then we are so poor in the Lord. You say, I want to change this. Is there a way?
有路的,
there is a way.
第一个,
the first is to have your focus on the Lord Jesus.
It
used to be focused on myself, but now I'm focused on Christ Jesus.
你发现你整个人打开,
you'll find that your whole being open up.
还有一个我常说的,
and the other way that I have shared is seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. Then the life of the Lord will also be alive in you.
我们要得丰盛的生命,
so if we want to gain this abundant life, we need to learn to give this life.
你越不把生命给出去,
and the less of this life you give, the more poor you are.
最小的事情, 在聚会中, 好像薄饼聚会, 能够开口祷告,
even the smallest thing, that in the Lord's table meeting to pray,
啊, 我们在聚会中非常专心聚会,
that we are very focused in the meeting,
我们都是供应生命,
then this is giving life.
当我们愿意供应生命,
we're willing to give this life, then we will gain life.
并且得得更丰盛,
we'll gain it more abundantly.
所以我们要对主说主我来聚会,
so we need to tell the Lord, Lord, when I come to meeting, I'm not bringing death to this meeting. I'm bringing life to this meeting.
我要再交通多一个点, 哈, 我们读一下路加福音第一章,
I want to share one more point and read Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章第53节,
Luke chapter 1 verse 53.
叫饥饿的得饱美食, 叫富足的空手回去。
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
路加福音第十一章第九跟第十节,
Luke chapter 11 verse 9-10.
我又告诉你们, 你们祈求就给你们, 寻找就寻见, 叩门就给你们开门, 因为凡祈求的就得着, 寻找的就寻见, 叩门的就给他开门。
So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
这里路加福音第一章告诉我们说, 饥饿的就得饱食。
And Luke, it tells us that whoever is hungry will be full.
其实要得丰盛的生命很简单, 只要我要就有。
And to gain this abundant life is very simple. As long as you want it, you'll get it.
你真的寻找这丰盛的生命, 他说我给你。
As long as you truly seek it, Lord says, I'll give it to you.
你真的叩门, 神说我开门给你。
If you truly knock on the door, the Lord says, I will open and give it to you.
你想要多的话, 这里有个关键词, 叫做饥饿。
And if you want more, there is a key here that you need to be hungry.
如鹿切慕溪水一样,
as the deer pants for the water.
你知道我们的神绝对不勉强人的。
The Lord, our Lord does not force us.
No, 神给我们自由意志, 你不要, 没勉强你。
If you do not want it, the Lord does not force you.
你的丈夫, 你的妻子会勉强你, 神绝对不勉强。
Your husband or wife might force you to do something, but the Lord will never force you.
今天孩子不吃, 做母亲都会勉强要他吃。
If a child does not eat, the mother will find a way to force their child to eat. But our Lord does not force us. But we need to want it ourselves.
只要你愿意, 你要, 你饥渴的要,
if you really want it, if you hunger and thirst for it, the Lord's word is sure. He said He will give it to you.
So we need to get a rich life. Here is very simple. 就是跟主说, 我要。
So if we want this abundant life, it is very simple. We just need to say, I want it.
因为这里的圣经讲说, 叫饥饿的饱足, 的饱美食。
Because here it says he has filled the hungry with good things.
你知道他下面那句话是什么? 他说是富足的空手回去。
But we see the following, it says, and the rich he has sent away empty.
今天有人来聚会是饱足的走, 有人来聚会是空手的回去。
We see that some leave the meeting full, others leave the meeting empty-handed.
关键在哪里?
What is the key?
关键在我要还是不要?
It is, do you want it or not?
关键在我是饥渴的要还是随便的要?
Do you eager, earnestly hunger and thirst for it, or are you careless?
我们今天为什么会饱足啊?
Why are we full?
因为我已经世界的追求都满满在我里面。
We are rich because all the things of the world have already filled us.
好多的事情已经在我思想，我是要这个，你讲这个我不要。
And so I already have my way of thinking, I already have it, so I don't want others.
所以当你在聚会里面，你听了这些，你是空空的走的。
So in the meeting, even though you hear all these things, yet you leave empty.
你毛脑袋带满的跑来的。
Because your mind was full of these other things when you came.
所以有人说我在聚会我I did nothing. 我在聚会中 I did not hear anything.
So some people say, when I come to meeting, I didn't hear anything. I didn't gain anything.
因为他满脑袋带着东西来的。
Because his mind was full of other things.
他不是来到主面前，我是饥渴的要主。
He did not come to the meeting with a hunger and thirst that I want the Lord.
所以啊，走的时候就空空走。
So I left empty-handed.
所以我们在这里头，我们到主的面前，我们要谦卑的到主面前跟主说，我要。
So when we come before the Lord, we need to be humble and tell the Lord, I want it.
对主说你不给我我就饿死了。
Lord, if you do not give it to me, I will starve to death.
生命是当你要我们的主绝对给你。
The life is if you want it, the Lord will definitely give it to you.
倪弟兄有一次问何淑恩姊妹。
Brother Ni once asked Sister Margaret Barber.
他说你为什么有这么高的属灵的经历呢
？Yes, how did you have such high spiritual experiences?
那个原因是什么
？What is the reason?
我们姊妹回答说，不知道，我就是一直饥饿，我就是要吃。
Our sister answered, I don't know, but I'm always hungry. I just want to eat more.
她说我的态度就是我一直是饥饿的。但是我又一直是饱足的。
My attitude is I am always hungry, yet I am also always filled.
我是一直的要。
I always want.
我们姊妹临终的时候，旁边的人见证，我们姊妹一直在是叫一个字，就是生命，英文就是 life。她一生就是要这个生命。
Even to the end of our sister's life, others testified that her testimony was life.
我们临终的时候会讲什么?
At the end of our lives, what might we say?
我们姊妹到临终的时候,她还是喊着说生命。
At the end of our sister's life, she still emphasized this life.
说弟兄姊妹,我这次的负担就是愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通说我们需要的
So my burden to share with brothers and sisters is that we need to have this life.
我们需要得着这丰盛的生命。
We need to gain this abundant life.
我们属灵的路才有得往前走。
Then we have a way to move forward in our spiritual life.
我们就过过宗教生活就好了。
Otherwise, we'll just be going through the religious activities.
我总结一下我这次提过的丰盛生命的四个点。
I just want to summarize the four points I shared on living this abundant life.
第一个，常常亲近主。
The first is often drawing closer to the Lord.
我们要得主的喜悦。
We need to be pleasing to the Lord.
我们要体贴圣灵，不体贴肉体。
We need to be consider the Holy Spirit, not consider our flesh.
要过信心祷告的生活。
We need to live a life of faith and prayer.
第二个，接受十字架的工作。
Second is we need to accept the word of God.
神的原则是先死才生的。
God's principle is first death, then resurrection.
死得越彻底，就生命就越丰富。
The more absolute the death, the more abundant the life.
第三个，多供应生命。
The third is to give more of this.
我们要脱离以自我为中心的生活。
We need to be free from this life that is focused on ourselves.
要进入以神为中心的生活。
And enter this life that is focused and centered on our Lord.
我们愿意去服侍。去侍奉，我们必得着丰盛的生命。
And we're willing to serve to gain this abundant life.
第四个，我们能够饥渴的要。
The fourth is that we need to hunger.
因为主有应许，你祈求就给你。
Because God has a promise that if you want it, He will give it to you.
但愿我们都能够起来追求得着这丰盛的生命。
May we all rise up and pursue.And gain this abundant life.
使我们能够恢复这生命的实际。
That we can restore the reality of this life.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
主啊，你爱我们， 是爱我们到底。
You love us. You love us to the end.
主啊，在你心中，你多么盼望把你的生命全部倾倒在我们身上。
Lord, how great we know how greatly you desire for your life to be abundant in us.
主啊，但愿我们是一个器皿。能够承受你一切的丰富。
May we be a vessel that can receive your abundance.
主啊，这个过程的里面，主啊，给我们一个深深的愿意，主啊，你怎么做，我们都服在你面前。
And Lord, may we have the desire of that, Lord, whatever you do, we are willing to submit to you.
主啊，你已经给了我们一条简单的路，只要我们要，你就给。
Lord, you have given us a simple way. As long as we want it, you give it.
但愿我们这里在座所有的人，我们都开口大大的向你要。
May all who are seated here open our mouths wide and cry out to you that we want it.
你就丰富的供应我。
And you will give us some more abundantly.
主啊，我们求你丰富供应你的教会。
Lord, we ask that you abundantly give to your church.
使你的教会是充满了你的生命。
That your church will be filled with your life.
在今天最末后的一个时代里面，主啊，怜悯我们。能够一直走在这条生命的路上。
In the end of these days, Lord, may you give us this life that we can walk on this way.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. 好，我们聚会就停在这里。